This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there if you would like. We got a couple of updates here tonight of news stories that we have talked about. Including the young lady, and I don't know if that's the right term for this person, but a young female who is now being convicted of texting somebody, texting her boyfriend to kill himself.
Yes.
I'll tell you about that story coming up here. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, another update from our very own Dave Ridley, former sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live. He is apparently writing for a cryptocurrency-related website now.
That's right.
Don't know if you knew that. CryptoInsider.com, and he's been following very closely the case of Morpheus Titania. You may remember that name. It's fairly unique from a few weeks ago or several weeks back here on Free Talk Live, where we reported, and I think we had Ernest Hancock on the program to talk about it, but we reported on what happened with this Morpheus guy, who is a liberty activist down in the Phoenix, Arizona area, who has had his home raided by presumably, I think it was the FBI, maybe some other agencies, but definitely at least the FBI raided his home, and it was ostensibly over him selling Bitcoin on the internet via a website called localbitcoins.com. But at the time of the raid, they didn't arrest him for any Bitcoin sales-related stuff. They arrested him for possession, a felon in possession of ammunition. And that's what they put him in the clink for.
Is that a charge, felon in possession of ammunition?
Sure is, okay. As I understand it. And so now we have an update on that particular case, because as I understand it, Morpheus is still behind bars. He has yet to either be, I'm not sure if he's been denied bail or just can't afford whatever the bail is, but he's still in there. And according to CryptoInsider.com, Dave Ridley, when computer engineer Theo Chino recently went to visit one of his favorite Bitcoin sellers in sweltering Florence, Arizona, he was forbidden to wear shorts. Trading crypto was out of the question, and he says so was the possession of a writing instrument. That's because Chino's visit occurred at the Central Arizona Detention Center, temporarily the home to Morpheus Titania, one of America's best-known crypto detainees. Titania, legal name Thomas Costanzo, is in there because, well, that depends on who you ask. In fact, there are enough claims and theories flying around to cause an Alex Jones-ruption. Officially.
Frogs are gay! You're making a frog gay!
By the way, I saw the John Oliver presentation about Alex Jones, 20-minute long segment that they did recently.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Boy, was that interesting.
I saw it, too.
I've never actually listened through to an Alex Jones show, so I'm one of those people who only ever sees the clips, you know, the most entertaining clips of it. And if you haven't seen the John Oliver, Alex Jones, I don't know what you want to call it, segment, it's a long segment, it's 20 minutes, you really ought to, because it's, I would say, a shocker, I think, for some people. For those who aren't the true, like, Kool-Aid drinkers are probably going to be pretty amazed by it.
Well, I hesitate. Oliver is on the other side, right? Like, this guy has been, he doesn't print retractions by any stretch of the imagination. When he's shown to be incorrect on an issue, you're not going to hear a retraction out of him either.
Let's come back to it, because I don't want to get too far afield here from the story about Thomas Costanzo, but I'll make a note. John Oliver will come back and discuss this and tell you more about what's actually contained in the 20-minute clip. So, Thomas Costanzo, again, Morpheus, a.k.a. Morpheus Titania. Officially, the initial charge against Morpheus was felon in possession of ammunition. An old friend, Bob Pobelski, says two newer ones have appeared. He's been charged, writes the former Arizona resident, with money laundering or operating a money transmission business without a license and conspiracy to do that. In addition, though, he's been charged with some other things, and I'll just insert here because I went to the Pacer system last night when I saw this story by Dave Ridley. I, you know, made me think, oh, I need to check the, you know, check for updates here. What's the latest on this situation from Pacer? Now, Mark, do you know what Pacer is?
No.
So Pacer is the government system that you can log into. The accounts, you need a credit card to sign up, but they give you $15 worth of downloads per quarter.
Okay.
It doesn't take long to rack up $15 worth of downloads, but it's a federal court document server, basically.
All right.
And so the federal government is charging you per page to read what are supposed to be publicly accessible documents.
Nice.
It's quite a scam. But, you know, this is how you, if you want to get information, say, Ross Ulbricht or, you know, Thomas Costanzo or whatever federal case.
Gotta go through Pacer.
This is where you go. There is, however, an interesting workaround that the marketplace has come up with called Recap. Now, Recap is Pacer spelled backwards. And if you download the Recap plugin for your Firefox or Chrome browser, then you visit Pacer at pacer.gov. The Recap plugin will, once you search for a case, it will initiate. It will, you know, come on, and it will start to capture everything that you download about that case. So therefore, what happens is, so last night I downloaded
it's file sharing for government documents.
Exactly. So last night,
eDonkey.
No. eDonkey's like a, I don't even know if that exists anymore, but it was a decentralized file sharing app. This has nothing to do with file sharing as far as you're not hosting the files like you would be with a torrent or an eDonkey. These are just little PDFs. These are just little, PDFs. So they're just using you. You're using their plugin to send Recap these PDF files from each case. They, you know, catalog those. And then whenever somebody who has the Recap plugin goes back to that same case, so if you were to install the Recap plugin right now and go look up the Thomas Costanzo case on Pacer, what you'd see on the docket when you download the docket is you see the little R icon for the Recap, and that means Recap already has a copy of that PDF, so you don't have to pay to download it. It's a pretty brilliant system that essentially uses crowdsourcing.
Huh? How does the app get it for you, or the extension, or whatever it is?
Through the magic of programming. They whenever you're on Pacer,
you click it right there on the Pacer site.
It notices. So when you download the PDF from Pacer,
listen to me. I understand. Recap shows you a little R. How do I get it? Once I know that Recap has the file.
You click and download it.
Right there on the page.
Right there like, on Pacer's own page. So Recap's literally putting their own logo into the document from Pacer.
Gotcha.
And alerting you that, hey, you don't have to pay for this. You don't want to pay for the, indictment here against Thomas Costanzo. That's okay. I already did last night from my $15 free per
month.
Don't
you feel this is like ripping off the government?
Absolutely not. I think these documents should be free. I think it's a ripoff that anybody has to pay anything. It's 10 cents a page.
Yeah.
Like it's a ripoff that anyone should have to pay for what is ostensibly already paid for stuff. And so Recap's awesome. I mean, it's a great.
Do you have to have paid, in order to use Recap, do you have to have paid for the Pacer system already, that 15 initial dollars?
No, you don't actually have to pay to get onto Recap. You have to insert a credit card number, and you could use
on
a prepaid.
Pacer.
Uh-huh.
On Pacer.
Yeah, so when you open an account there, it does take it requires a credit card number, so in theory they could charge you if you go above the $15 per quarter limit.
Uh-huh.
But they do not charge you initially beyond maybe an initial authorization, which they then will take back off, right?
Nice.
So a dollar or something like that gets removed. So it does not cost anything to sign up for Pacer. If you don't want the government to have your credit card information, you can use like a prepaid card, one that's, you know, throwaway. It doesn't matter. They'll authorize that, and then that's, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
Gotcha.
But, man, Recap is a great thing, and it's a big money saver for folks. But, of course, in a case like this where there's new documents being posted, I was the first person who had the Recap plugin that downloaded the document about Thomas Costanzo, which is his charges from the grand jury in what is called the first superseding indictment. He has several counts. One of them is, of course, your standard kind of money transmission charge, claiming he was operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. And that's, let's see, at least one of the charges, maybe even two. Yeah, it's two of the seven, or multiple, actually more than seven charges. The next four charges, however, Actually, the next five charges are all charges that have to do with an undercover agent. And we'll tell you more about that. This man arrested for doing business by selling bitcoins, but what were the circumstances under which he sold those bitcoins? We'll tell you a little bit more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the attack against a peaceful Bitcoin trader. Morpheus is what he called himself. Thomas Costanzo out in the Phoenix, Arizona area. We'll give you the latest on that case coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number for you to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
So the internet is full of an incredible amount of innovations out there for clothing and backpacks, and you can see all kinds of ads for, you know, real or imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some of them minor, some of them life-saving. But do they stop bullets? I recently got a vest from bulletblocker.com, and it's like a fleece vest. It's a garment. It looks just like any other fleece vest that you'd see out there. It happens to have in it these class 2 bullet blocking panels things, and so it won't stop something out of like a, you know, 30-30 rifle. But you know how many people are getting shot with rifles versus handguns out there?
Mm-hmm.
This company was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now, they've risen to a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, briefcases that could all save your life. These products are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S., and you've got to have a nice jacket, so you might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. The lives in your family are priceless. Protect them at bulletblocker.com.
So we're talking about Morpheus Titania, who's one of America's best-known crypto detainees, according to Crypto Insider's Dave Ridley, who's writing this update on the case that we reported on a while back. In fact, I think he even cites Free Talk Live here a little bit later on. But it's a sad, outrageous case. This man has not been accused of harming anyone. He has been charged with multiple counts in this latest, what they call the first superseding indictment, so an indictment to come after the initial indictment where he was originally arrested for possession of, or felon in possession of ammunition, a federal firearms violation. That was what they charged him with when they went to raid his house over the alleged Bitcoin charges that had yet to actually be, he'd been yet to been hit with at that time. They have since hit him with these Bitcoin-related charges, including operating an unlicensed money transmission business, but also multiple counts of, well, I'll just read one of them to you here. They don't get into a lot of detail about the allegations, but this should give you some idea of, you know, what they are alleging. On or about May 20th, 2015, in the District of Arizona, the defendant Thomas Mario Costanzo, with the intent to conceal and disguise the nature, location, source, ownership, and control of property believed to be in the proceeds, believed to be the proceeds of specified unlawful activity, and with the intent to avoid a transaction reporting requirement under federal law, did knowingly conduct and attempt to conduct a financial transaction affecting interstate or foreign commerce involving property represented by a law enforcement officer to be proceeds of specified unlawful activity, to wit, $3,000 in U.S. currency. That's one of the charges. So it suggests that a law enforcement officer, an undercover agent, likely, had somehow approached Mr. Costanzo and asked him to do something to assist the undercover officer with some sort of what was represented to be money that came, or Bitcoin, that came from the proceeds of some sort of illegal thing.
And this is kind of the trick. This is how they, I believe they got Charlie Shrim back in the day, too.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they actually got him by the fact that he had unencrypted emails, conversations with him and somebody from the Silk Road, talking about how he was willing to get this person from the Silk Road, which was an underground drug marketplace, Bitcoin. And
so I'm curious,
he went to prison for 2 years, by the way, Charlie.
I'm not an attorney, and I don't know the specifics here, but if they're turning Bitcoin into cash, is that what Costanzo was doing here?
It's not clear.
Okay. One would think that that was what was going on, but, you know, like,
it could be the reverse.
Turning cash into Bitcoin?
Could be.
But only if they said, I'm going to buy drugs with this? Because you can't really say this cash is to buy drugs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably that he was selling them Bitcoin. That's probably what
so we're going to buy drugs with this Bitcoin.
Or something like that. It says here that it was a property represented by a law enforcement officer to be proceeds of specified unlawful activity. So maybe it was the reverse. Maybe they had Bitcoin that they claimed that they, you know, had gotten from a drug deal, and they wanted him to turn it into cash.
That makes more sense.
But it can happen the other way. If they want to get Bitcoin to buy drugs, that also is something you don't want to do as a Bitcoin seller.
So if the Bitcoin was not the proceeds of a drug deal,
mm-hmm.
can he be convicted of that? Because it simply wasn't true.
It doesn't matter whether it was true or not. I mean, it's usually not true when the cops are trying
to
sell you.
Well, the cops can lie,
right.
But that doesn't make their charge legit. Does that make sense? Like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury...
The intention is what matters. Well, the intention of the criminal intent.
The charge here clearly says, the charge that was put together by politicians clearly says that that it has to be from, actual laundering. Not the willingness to launder, but actual laundering,
I doubt the charges like that.
There is no laundering here because the money wasn't dirty. So I propose that this charge be completely thrown out.
Yeah, I mean, these are money laundering related charges, so there probably is something in the statutes that say as long as it was the intent of the person to violate the money laundering statutes. In the same way that if you take a bag of sugar and you go and say, hey, I'll sell you this, eighth of cocaine or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that this is more than that, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I just said a bag of sugar. Anyway,
okay,
if somebody sells you a bag of sugar representing it as cocaine, they have sold you a drug under the eyes of most state laws, as I understand it. There is a charge about that, like represented drugs or something like that. It's mm-hmm. not the exact charge of sales of a prohibited product or sales of contraband. It is the charge of you were representing as though you were selling contraband. So to them, that's good enough. And here,
but no charges actually make it to trial anymore. And this is one of the things that sort of worries me about this is that I wonder how, because people, the government is happy to hand off charges to you. They'll just give you any old charges you're willing to take.
And in this case, they racked up other charges. So I read you the first one of five related charges. The first one was for $3,000 in currency. Then October 7th, he did another deal allegedly with an undercover agent for $13,000 in U.S. currency.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one at $13,000 in November. Another one at $30,000 in February of this year. And then April of this year, actually on April 20th of this year, a $107,000 deal was the final deal that they busted him with. So, again, all ostensibly where he was somehow, again, they don't get into detail on exactly what happened in the other undercover situations, but ostensibly they're going to claim that Costanzo was informed somehow by this federal agent that this was the proceeds of something illegal, presumably drugs, but we're guessing. It doesn't say what. And that he agreed to help this person.
Yeah, and I think that the takeaway here is if you're selling Bitcoin and somebody says, this here's to buy legal ammunition to give to my revolutionary friends or some other
or whatever
illegal activity.
Just say no.
Thanks.
Just
sorry.
No.
Bye-bye.
855 450 free like freedom. More about what's happening with Morpheus, a.k.a. Thomas Costanzo, in moments. And you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$100.99, 10 times 9.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deals. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the targeting of a Bitcoin trader, Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus Titania, who is currently behind bars on multiple federal counts of money laundering and operating a so-called money transmitter without a license. Also being charged with felon in possession of ammunition. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
So you want to get into Bitcoin mining, do you? Well, it's kind of expensive and a hassle to put together the equipment and have the technical know-how that you need to, you know, in order to make the stuff work. If you're not, I would say, advanced when it comes to computing, you don't want to get into Bitcoin mining on that end. But there's an easy way for people who don't know the technical side of mining to get into it. Pool.bitcoin.com has made it possible for people like Mark to get into Bitcoin mining. Mark can barely program a VCR, but he is now into Bitcoin mining at pool.bitcoin.com. And the way you do it is you use their little calculator on there. It gives you some idea of what you could make based on what you put into it. So you decide your own investment. You get to a wide range of options there. And then it just starts cranking away. within minutes, you are online and your little happy little miners are chugging away, and hopefully you're going to be getting some Bitcoin in. It's been working out so far. I think I'm like 3 months into my six-month contract. Mark, you did a lifetime contract, which means the lifetime of the equipment, not your lifetime.
Not my lifetime. So, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, and then you can get statistics throughout the months or monthly summaries and things like that. You can log in anytime to check your mining status. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and it's super easy to use their website. So go and check it out over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. And if you're one of the few and the proud that actually do, have the technical expertise to have your own mining rig at your house or office or something like that, and you want to move to the Bitcoin pool, you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. Plus, you get to choose over at pool.bitcoin.com whether you want your miner to be mining on the Bitcoin, or the old Bitcoin, if you will, or the new Bitcoin Cash, which is getting closer and closer to being as profitable as the old Bitcoin mining setup was.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it's you decide which one you want to use there. Go to pool.bitcoin.com. And the Bitcoin Cash thing is going to get even better in about 13 days. I was reading an update on the difficulty of the new Bitcoin Cash. For listeners that don't know, Bitcoin, the world's most famous cryptocurrency that's been with us for about 8 or 9 years, finally forked into two versions of itself. One of them is now called Bitcoin Cash, so there's basically two competing Bitcoins out there. The Bitcoin Cash is worth about a tenth, let's say, roughly, of the price of a regular Bitcoin.
Yep.
And the Bitcoin Cash started at a very high mining difficulty because it started out as though it were the same difficulty as the current Bitcoin, which is been gaining in its difficulty over time. Bitcoin's mining difficulty increases the more people are sort of in that game. And since Bitcoin Cash is not as popular, not as far as the miners are concerned, there's nowhere near as many people mining Bitcoin Cash, the mining difficulty has been adjusting downward, and there's going to be a pretty major adjustment in about 13 days, from what I understand. So about 2 weeks from now, we're going to see an even bigger drop. There's already been some pretty big drops in the difficulty of Bitcoin Cash, but it should be dropped down to what it is, what it should most appropriately be, which is to say that the Bitcoin Cash blocks will be mined once every 10 minutes once this new adjustment happens in a couple of weeks. And that's going to put it on an even keel as far as blocks per minute between both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash is going to be like, 100 times easier or something like that. It's going to be a lot easier to mine that. So at some point, it may become that Bitcoin Cash is the most profitable compared to the original Bitcoin. So it's kind of interesting to watch all this stuff happen, this competition that had never existed before to Bitcoin. So you decide which one you want to mine, and you can switch it at any time. So I was doing Bitcoin Cash the first week it came out, and I switched back to Bitcoin. So pool.bitcoin.com. So we are talking about Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus Titania. He's in a prison cell right now awaiting trial on multiple counts of so-called money laundering, where ostensibly, according to the indictment here from the federal court system's PACER, the allegations are that he did some sort of knowingly conduct an attempt to conduct a financial transaction affecting interstate or foreign commerce involving property represented by a law enforcement officer to be proceeds of a specified unlawful activity, to wit, $3,000 in U.S. currency. Then there was another one for $3,000, another for $2,000, and then $30,000, and then $100,000. Several counts, five different counts of alleged money laundering. So it sounds like a cop, undercover agent, came to him and said, "Hey, Mr. Morpheus, I've got $100,000 here from some drug sales, and I need to turn that into Bitcoin. Can you help me with that?" And allegedly, the
answer should have been no.
Right.
If it wasn't, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, no. We don't know. We don't even have specific allegations.
I'm just giving people advice here. At this point, Morpheus is in the machinations of the state, and it's going to be very difficult to get out. But if this ever happens to you and somebody comes along, the only person that's going to tell you that they're doing something illegal with this stuff is an undercover cop.
Or a really dumb guy. I mean, it's possible that... You don't think so? I think it is possible.
Well,
I'll give you an example.
I'll
give you a real life example of this. Okay, so listeners may be aware that I operate couple of the Bitcoin vending machines. I'm one of the administrators of those machines here in New Hampshire. And one guy had come in to use the Bitcoin vending machine. This was like 2 years ago. So this was back when the only vending machine in New Hampshire was here in Keene. And dude came into the store where the vending machine was, but there was something wrong on that particular day. The vending machine was out of order. I forget what the reason was, but he was told, "I'm sorry, you know, the machine's down." So he then,
you're out of luck.
Yep. He then went to the local store called Corner News here in Keene. It's a downtown icon. It's been there over 100 years. It's just a little corner news shop with newspapers, cigarettes, you know, beers, and things like that. But the lady there has been accepting Bitcoin since 2013. And this guy knew that, right? So he knew that she was a Bitcoin-accepting person. He went in there because he wanted to buy some Bitcoin. So he asked her if she would sell him some Bitcoin. And she said she didn't have enough to sell him because he wanted like $500 worth. So she calls me up. She says, it wasn't her. It was, well, either way, it was one of the other businesses. They called me up and said, "Hey, this guy's looking to buy some Bitcoin. Can I send him over to you personally?" So I said, "Sure, yeah, you know, have him come by." And dude comes by. Actually, he didn't come by that day. It took him like 2 days to finally, you know, get over here.
So it was an emergency.
And so he shows up and kind of a big guy, not fat, but big, tall guy, like mm-hmm. big and tall, and maybe in his late 50s. He comes up and he starts talking to me and he wants to buy Bitcoin. I'm like, "That's $500 worth of Bitcoin." And I figured out what the current rate was and figured out what that would be. And he says, "Here's my wallet," or "Here's where I want the Bitcoin to go." And he shows me this thing. And I think the address, you could see the address for the website. It was a web wallet, so it wasn't one of the wallet programs that you have on your phone that traditionally most people who are buying Bitcoin are going to have. He was on some website that was like, I don't know what it was. I think it was like Seedsman or something like that, seedsman.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to ask you what that is. Because I could have gone on like, I don't know what that could be. Maybe it was for rhododendron seeds or something like that. But I at that point, I had too much information about this person,
right,
and what they wanted to do. I said, what website is this? And he says, "Oh, I want to buy some marijuana seeds." And I said, "I'm sorry. While I support legalization, I support ending the war on drugs. I'm sorry. I can't help you with this." You know, had you just gotten some Bitcoin, I wouldn't have known, you know,
right,
that or whatever.
Yeah, he didn't really want Bitcoin. He wanted to buy seeds.
He wanted to buy seeds, yeah. And he wanted me to put my Bitcoin, the Bitcoin that I was in control of, directly into this website's account. Which, rule number one, if you're buying Bitcoin at the Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire, at least the ones that I'm the administrator of, one of the top two or three rules is you have to use your own wallet that you control. Because even if you're not trying to buy something shifty, and again, if we find out you are, we're not going to do business with you. But
how are you going to know if you got it?
Yeah, you won't know that you got it. How do you know you're not on some website that's scamming you out of Bitcoins? So you always want to use a wallet that you control personally. So I had to turn this guy down. And he seemed nice enough. And I'll tell you what I learned about him coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me. DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're talking about the federal crackdown on a man named Morpheus Titania. Well, that's his pseudonym. He is legally known as Thomas Costanzo and has been charged with multiple counts of alleged money laundering. Not even conspiracy to money launder, but just straight up money laundering. And also unlicensed money transmitting business operation, as well as conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmission business, and the possession of ammunition as a felon. He's currently behind bars, and I don't know if bail has even been announced for him as far as an option. I'm not clear on that. I think the excuse is because he's a felon with ammunition, therefore he's dangerous, and so they need to keep him in jail, which is ridiculous, but that would be their excuse, I suspect.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't be offering bail.
Maybe they are, and maybe you just can't afford it. That's certainly a possibility. So
he's moving $100,000+ of Bitcoin. You think he could?
Unless, of course, they froze all of his assets. But you know, it's possible that they didn't freeze his Bitcoin because they couldn't find it, but he can't exactly get access to it if he's behind bars.
Right.
So anyway, CryptoInsider.com's Dave Ridley, who we've had on the show as a co-host in the past, is reporting on this situation. And it says here that ammunition was one of the few items with which or the warrant ordered enforcers to not seize from Costanzo's modest apartment. And since Homeland Security or Treasury agents don't usually get involved in hunts for a couple of Winchester boxes, it's safe to assume that these weren't the magnet. But whatever drew authorities to his home in Mesa, Arizona, it drew a lot of them. Freedom's Phoenix claimed that at least 5 government agencies, including the Federal Treasury Department, were present. local indie reporter Ernest Hancock, an old friend of the door-to-door house call banker, attended Costanzo's initial detention hearing on April 27th and initially forwarded this explanation of why authorities may have made such a fuss over him and kept him detained so long without trial. If they were looking for a Bitcoin drug thing, he said in a late April call to Free Talk Live, that's this show, based on his observation of official documents and the lack of drug-related charges thus far, Hancock's thinking, initially at least, pointed toward a fumble in the Fed's target selection. Quote, someone's not getting promoted over this, he added. Both Hancock and other Morphspiracy theorists who know the free-spirited trader claim that he practiced a policy of standing up and walking away if he had reason to believe that the money would be used for illegal drugs.
Hmm.
The long detention may be attributable to the alleged failure to appear in Titania's past and a previous lengthy victimless crime rap sheet. We might refer to the above as the honest mistake theory, assuming we're playing a little fast and loose with the word honest, says Ridley. Authorities saw perhaps some sort of activity pattern which their training outside of Bitcoin associates with drugs. See, now he's speculating here. I've read the actual indictment, and the indictment makes it pretty clear. They are alleging that he knew that there was some sort of illegal activity going on. Maybe it wasn't drugs, but that seems like that would be the most likely option here. So Ridley is, speculating. I don't think he'd seen this particular indictment yet.
Sure, you were the first one to get it.
Yeah, I was the first one to download it with Recap. That doesn't mean I was the first one ever to download it. But anyway, he says that to Bitcoiners or average folk, it might look innocuous, purely financial, but our training is different from that of policy enforcers. This theory probably bodes the best for the crypto community, as it would indicate the Morpheus arrest is not part of an escalating widespread attack by U.S. officials. And that is the big concern here. Whenever one of these Bitcoin traders gets popped, there's always some concern, like on the local bitcoins.com forums, of people saying,
this is it.
You know, they're coming for all of us. You know,
they're rounding up the cryptos.
Because I don't know how many people are active on that site, but worldwide it must be thousands and thousands and thousands of people. U.S., probably hundreds and hundreds, if not of several thousand people, as far as buyers and sellers and things like that. It's a very, very popular website as far as acquiring Bitcoin is concerned. So obviously people are concerned about this, but in pretty much every case that I can recall, once the details start coming out about, headline, Bitcoin trader arrested.
Yeah.
And then once the details start coming out about the case, you start learning that this person did some sort of thing with someone who claimed to be doing, buying drugs.
Allegedly.
Or whatever, allegedly. So it almost always has some other component besides, we're just going after this person because they sold or bought Bitcoin,
right?
As a job or a business or whatever. It's almost always associated with something else, like drug sales or money laundering for drug sales or for a drug dealer or something like that. Anyway, general crackdown. Next, there is what we might call the general crackdown theory, which particularly in light of the attack on BTCe, which is an exchange that was recently taken down by the federal government, an exchange based in Russia, mind you.
Yeah.
Seems to be gaining traction.
An exchange based in Russia that I had problems with in the past, and I've met quite a few people who have, too. This was a pretty shady operation.
Yeah, they took some of your money.
Well, they certainly didn't help me get it back, I can tell you that much.
Podolsky, Titania's old friend, is a good spokesman for this line of thinking. Podolsky believes Washington ultimately cannot tolerate a successful independent currency and will try to make tax-free trading of Bitcoin impractical. He said in May, quote, it seems that local Bitcoins has become the target. When they're through with him, they'll be coming after us, unquote. Another possibility is what you might call the Wolfpack theory. The feds, acting in their unpopular role as world government, may treat Bitcoin somewhat like they treat guns. Though firearms, like cryptocurrencies, are technically legal in the United States, the federal government rules governing them are designed to be broken rather than followed. That gives D.C. the opportunity to prey on the herd of gun owners as much as a group of wolves preys on a herd of buffalo. They don't kill off the herd. They treat it as more of a source of income.
Yeah.
Their raids on it also affect the herd's behavior. So
he's absolutely right. That's what they do to gun owners.
Yep.
They just pick them off as it's convenient.
So the selective attacks become a means of exerting control without massive effort. Because it would be a massive effort. If they wanted to go and raid every person on local Bitcoins who's ever sold, you know, some Bitcoin to somebody or bought some Bitcoin from somebody multiple times, they would be going after I don't know how many people, but it would be quite a few. So the fact that they only do it occasionally here and there kind of keeps this kind of question mark up in the air about, well, you know, who's going to be the next target? Are they going to keep targeting people? What are the circumstances under which they're targeting people? Is it only the people who are doing illegal things with their Bitcoin that have to, you know, or that are knowledgeably doing sales to people who are doing illegal things with Bitcoin? Are those the ones that, you know, have to be concerned? Anyway, their raids, for his part, Titania's visitor Chino suspects it was his relative prominence that got Morpheus targeted. Quote, there are not many people selling Bitcoins on local Bitcoin in the community. And I think he means the Liberty community, perhaps. Okay. He says he was an outspoken Bitcoin activist. Meanwhile, the opposition to Titania's incarceration, something that Dave Ridley says he's a part of, has become more organized. Chino's planning to set up a database to list what the apparent political prisoner is receiving from supporters and what he still needs. The idea is to prevent two people from sending in the same items. The reportedly paperwork-hating dissident does like one type of writing, anything that lets him read about Bitcoin and similar topics. He said he'll now be running the facility's library. Hancock reported Titania's demeanor in court as sullen, but by contrast, Chino says the detainee is now upbeat and hopeful in his words, quote, because he knows the community is mobilizing in his support. And I hope that at some point we can get a phone call from this guy. I mean, I know that normally when you're charged with something, the lawyers say, don't talk to the media. So
they sure do.
We probably won't end up getting a phone call, but it is always interesting to hear from, you know, directly from the source. What are these people alleging that you've done and, you know, that kind of thing?
The media is a tricky game when you're facing charges. The reason that lawyers say don't talk to the media is because you can really stick your foot in your mouth. But
yeah, that's true.
You can also really do some wonderful things for your case. And that's the difficulty here in the circumstances is, you know, avoiding doing that. Having the attorneys on, often the attorneys don't trust themselves either because they won't come on.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know.
We'll keep you informed as this case develops. And if you hear something before we talk about it on the air, please feel free to call in and let us know because this is an important question. You know, shouldn't you have the ability to sell a thing online without having to beg government's permission first? Because to me, Bitcoin, yeah, it's a currency, but it's not a currency like we've ever seen before. Essentially, it's freedom of speech, if you think about it. Because Bitcoin is writing. Well, somebody wrote some code.
But that's the argument with the what's the Supreme Court case that gets the liberals all in a bunch about corporations being people. The idea that corporations have freedom of speech means that they can fund political campaigns. Even the Supreme Court says that money is speech.
Sure. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. But this is even more so because it actually was written by somebody.
Sure.
Bitcoin is code.
It is writing, yeah.
Written by somebody. People are literally trading ones and zeros out there on the Internet. And as much as the government wants to try to stop Bitcoin, they never really can. They can try to, you know, bite at the people who might be using it here and there, or the exchanges. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? You want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time tonight to urinate,
then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.